I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. A federal appeals court has temporarily barred the federal government from forcing a Catholic broadcasting network in Alabama to comply with a law requiring them to cover contraceptives for women. Eternal World Television Network, which has studios in a Birmingham suburb, is appealing a federal judge's order from last week dismissing its lawsuit, which maintained that requiring employers to include contraception in their health care coverage is unconstitutional. In granting an injunction, the 11th Circuit cited the U.S. Supreme Court opinion today that says corporations can hold religious objections that allow them to opt out of the new health law requirement. Meanwhile, three of Alabama's five abortion clinics remain open after complying with the new state law that sets stricter requirements. APR's Dan Engel reports the law goes into effect tomorrow.
The law was passed by the legislature last year. It requires clinic doctors to have admitting privileges to hospitals. The law also applies to things like how wide the doors are to these facilities. The Department of Public Health says clinics in Tuscaloosa, Montgomery, and Mobile have worked to comply with the law's requirements for wider halls and doors and improved fire safety measures. A clinic in Huntsville closed on Friday because it couldn't meet the requirements. However, it is planning to move to a new location and get a new license. A clinic in Birmingham has been closed since January because of other problems. Planned Parenthood Southeast is working to reopen the clinic. Stan Engold, APR News.
And voters in Alabama will head back to the polls in 2 weeks for runoff elections, and they'll be required to show photo ID just like during this month's primary ballot. Last month's primary was the first time ID was required in Alabama to vote. Secretary of State Jim Bennett says things went fairly well.
We only had a few problems to emerge. So out of 613,000 voters, just a handful of problems, that's a pretty good record.
Critics of the law point to the 21% turnout in the primary. They say with such a low turnout, there weren't likely to be many problems. Bennett expects only around 5% turnout July 15th. That means the next major test for the law might not come until November, when turnout is expected to be much higher. And at least one person, a 93-year-old man who was registered to vote, was turned away because he didn't have ID. For more on this story, go to our website, apr.org. Now for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Our forecast for this Monday evening, Monday night, includes a clear sky. Lows could fall back in the low 70s, mild and muggy. As going to Tuesday, another hot day. Highs top out in the low to mid 90s, a good supply of sun. Risk of rain very small for Tuesday. Can't rule out a storm or two on Wednesday. Many of us will be dry. Highs in the mid 90s. For Thursday, sunny and warm. Temperatures top out in the low 90s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.